This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Welcome to Aaron Mankey's Cabinet of Curiosities, a production of iHeartRadio and Grim and Mild.
Our world is full of the unexplainable. And if history is an open book, all of these amazing tales are right there on display, just waiting for us to explore. Welcome to the Cabinet of Curiosities. It's a nightly ritual for pretty much everyone. Check your phone or your alarm clock to make sure that it's set to wake you up in time for you to make it to school or work. After all, we have places to be and things to do, right? But what about the world before alarm clocks, in places where roosters weren't exactly cockadoodle doing their job to wake us up with the sun? How did everyone make it to work on time back then? Well, the answer to that question lies with a long-forgotten occupation and with one of the biggest names in that field. Generally speaking, to be the muse of someone's picture book, you had to have done something pretty noteworthy, something perhaps inspiring or educational, or unlike anything anyone else had done before. And for the most part, you could say all of those things about Mary Smith, a Londoner who did something pretty remarkable between 1901 and 1918. Mary was a knocker-upper, whose job description can probably be inferred from the title. Generally, they would go door to door throughout London, making sure people were up in time for work, sort of like a living alarm clock. And each knocker-upper had their own territory, a lot like a paperboy would today. Mary Smith, however, was something of an innovator. You see, knocker-uppers used to, well, knock on doors in the morning, but the populace complained that morning door knocks were just too frightening, too startling. It bothered the kids, they said. So the knocker-uppers looked for new ways to do their job. Some used a long stick, often 10 to 15 feet long. Rather than rap on the door, the knocker-upper would use that long pole to tap on the bedroom window of the person inside. Because apparently a tap on the second floor bedroom window is a lot less frightening than a knock at the front door. But Mary Smith did something else, something that sounds rather fun, actually. Instead of knocking on doors or tapping on windows with long sticks, Mary Smith used something with a much farther reach, a pea shooter. So much like the kids in lunchrooms firing spitwads with the straw, Mary would fire hardened peas at the windows of those she was hired to wake. It's the stuff of picture books. The story of Mary Smith, who goes about her territory in East London, waking customers who paid her roughly sixpence a week, earning her keep one pea at a time. And if you want to know just how important knocker-upping was at the time, consider that Robert Paul, the man who was one of the first to discover Jack the Ripper's first victim, on reporting his findings to the police, was told that it should in no way interfere with Robert's knocker-upper duties. After all, what is the most notorious killer in the world compared to the fears of missing work? As time often does, this particular profession faded away. By the 1940s and 50s, there were very few knocker-uppers left in London. As electricity spread, along with more affordable alarm clocks, a century-old profession had walked its final steps, tapped its last windows, and fired its last peas. Despite being passed down from generation to generation, there just wasn't any need for them anymore. But Mary Smith's legacy lived on for a while. She made such an impact with her profession that her daughter followed in her footsteps, literally and figuratively. Her daughter, also named Mary, would be one of the last knocker-uppers in London. So the next time your alarm buzzes or your favorite song wakes you up, just imagine. It could be the sound of tapping or the ricocheting of a pea shot by a kindly old woman standing outside on the street near your home. You know, easy peasy.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This episode is sponsored by Intuit. Here's a story for you. Once upon a time, a young woman was haunted by the ghosts of bad financial decisions, with credit card debt and an empty savings account looming over her every day. But when she tried to ignore these ghosts, they only grew bigger and scarier, and these ghosts of her bad financial decisions were stopping her from living her best life. So she decided to face them head-on and take control of her finances with help from Intuit. Intuit helps you face your financial fears with confidence through products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Whether you're trying to manage your money or trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so you can live your best life. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. to start living yours. Let's get into it. The military isn't for everyone. The United States Marine Corps even says so much in their recruiting slogan. They are the few, the proud. But war changes people. The danger, that sense that one's life could end in a split second, brings something out in a soldier. In April of 1942, a number of Polish soldiers had just been released from Soviet prison camps. They were traveling through Iran on their way to Alexandria, Egypt, where they would board ships back to Europe to assist the Allies. It was during this journey when they met a young Iranian boy and his friend. The soldiers would have passed them by, but one of the civilians traveling with them saw something special in the boy's friend. She thought it best to bring him along, asking one of the lieutenants to help her secure passage for him. No one knew his name, though, and it appeared as though his mother had been killed, so the troops named him Wojtek, meaning joyous soldier or happy warrior. But Wojtek wouldn't eat at first, probably from the stress of losing his mom and now joining up with a bunch of strangers, but they managed to get him to drink condensed milk from an old vodka bottle. Over time, they spoiled him, treating him like one of their own children, perhaps out of a deep-seated longing for the children they had or lost back home. It didn't take long, however, for Wojtek to become one of the guys. When offered a cigarette, he would take a drag. They also gave him beer, and he would drink it all and then stare down at the opening of the bottle looking for more. The soldiers didn't only feed him garbage, though. He ate fruits, honey, marmalade, and syrups as well. And in the morning, they'd give him coffee, which he very much enjoyed. At night, he would snuggle up with the soldiers to keep warm, and during the day, they'd play and wrestle together to pass the time. Wojtek quickly assimilated to military life and wanted to do everything his older friends were doing. As he grew, he would stand tall and salute them. He even learned how to turn on the communal showers, although that got him in trouble because they were rationing water at the time. After reaching Egypt, the men traveled to Italy to fight alongside the British. There was just one problem, though. Wojtek wasn't allowed to go with them, as he wasn't a soldier. Unwilling to let him go, they drafted him into the Polish army, where he became an official member of the 22nd Artillery Supply Company. Private Wojtek had his own serial number and rank, as well as a pay book in which he could document his rate of pay and other important details during his time in the military. And he quickly proved himself to be an essential asset to the war, demonstrating his utility at the Battle of Monte Cassino in 1944. He was only a few years old, but he had ballooned to a whopping 200 pounds. At his size, he was able to carry crates of artillery shells weighing 100 pounds each. In fact, he was so strong, he could lift ammo boxes that normally required three or four men to handle, moving them with ease to wherever they needed to go. And his service during Monte Cassino helped him achieve the rank of corporal. He was a hero to his fellow soldiers and everyone back in Poland, so much so that the 22nd Artillery Support Company changed their insignia to an image of Wojtek carrying an ammo shell. Sadly, he passed away in 1963, but he was honored with statues all over Poland as well as in Scotland where he was stationed briefly. But if you visit the statues expecting to see the metal effigy of a large, war-ravaged child, you'd be mistaken. Wojtek wasn't a person, you see. He was a bear. I hope you've enjoyed today's guided tour of the Cabinet of Curiosities. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or learn more about the show by visiting curiositiespodcast.com. This show was created by me, Aaron Mankey, in partnership with How Stuff Works. I make another award-winning show called Lore, which is a podcast, book series, and television show. And you can learn all about it over at theworldoflore.com. And until next time, stay curious.